Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. I'm so excited. Bob Bupka's going to call in, our good friend Bob. Today, I've got a really good show for you. Lewin Mayer is calling in, Global Golf Post, from the Women's British. Bob Bupka's calling in. He works for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host with Kelly Elbin, Musings on Golf. That's their podcast, Musings on Golf. Tom Wishon is the leading golf club designer and author of Search for the Perfect Golf Club and Search for the Perfect Driver. We're going to be talking about drivers. Zoe Ridgway, championship director at the RNA AIG Women's Open, all of that going on, and we'll be talking with her. And Susan Havens, Kaanapali Golf Course, director of sales and marketing, joins us first. And the reason is we're going to be reminding everybody about what's happening on Maui. The whole island of Maui impacted by the disappearance, the conflagration that consumed the town of Lahaina, destroyed buildings in Kula. There was a fire that broke out yesterday in Kaanapali just after 6. That has been contained, fully contained, but that fire happened in the area where a county fueling station was set up to distribute thousands of gallons of gas and diesel fuel. The county says no fuel will be distributed today. And I'm really sad to say Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson was on KITV last night, and the death toll has climbed to 80, according to the county. The police are restricting access into West Maui through Ma'ala'ea and Waihe'e. That was because folks were allowed in, but then they were going to places they weren't allowed to go to, and they just said at 4 o'clock, that's it, we're closing the road again. So that's where we're at. But there are a lot of people who want to help, a whole lot of people who want to help. There's Maui Strong, the Maui Strong Fund. It was created by the Hawaii Community Foundation to support the relief and recovery efforts for communities affected by the wildfires. For instance, $100 million was donated by Amazon's Bezos. But, you know, for a lot of people, something more tangible. Men's underwear, bottled water, children's toys, diapers, cat food, women's sanitary napkins, toiletries, all the things that we take for granted that we can just walk out the door, go to the store, bring it home. Folks can't do that. So at KITV.com, there's a full list of all of those places accepting donations, large, small. Money to Maui Strong, for instance, is one option, or one of the many that have been organized by a lot of other people. So we're going to talk also with the cybersecurity expert, Attila Seres. CyPack is his company, about spotting scams, because this is the time when the scammers come out to play. And you don't want to be caught in that with everything else that's going on. So sometimes it sounds too good to be true, and it probably is, okay? So that's where we're at right now, and we just want to really focus in not only on the game, but what the game is doing, coming together to help. And Susan Havens, Kaanapali Golf Course, Director of Sales and Marketing, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, aloha, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. It's really quite wonderful. Tell us how the golf community, golf courses, the businesses with golf courses are helping.
Absolutely. I think we're all very appreciative of how tight-knit all of our island communities are. And as you just mentioned, it's so wonderful how many organizations there are to help support. And we all look at these organizations such as, again, the Hawaii Community Foundation, Maui Strong Fund, the Aloha United Way, Red Cross of Hawaii. It's wonderful that there's so many organizations that we can provide as resources for those that are either displaced or, again, without their homes. And as the golf industry of Hawaii, it's just really amazing to see how much support has come together to help everyone. Initially, right now, we didn't have a whole lot of communication. And now that we do, we've had our partners from, for example, within the Aloha Section PGA, and our partners just on Oahu Pro Country Club has become a home for receiving essential items for families, for golf industry workers, but will certainly be distributed to Maui to both the golf industry workers, their neighbors, their friends, their communities, exactly the non-perishable items that you mentioned, so that those can be donated and then sent over to Maui. This particular location at Pearl Country Club will be open from 10 to 5 each day through next week, Friday the 18th. And then the items will be brought over to Maui. We're going to have them housed at Ka'anapali golf courses so that the golf workers across the island and the golf industry can have a chance to be able to come and get what they need, and we can certainly support with those resources.
That's wonderful. Absolutely fabulous. Now, can anybody come over to Pro Country Club and bring what they can?
Yes, please. And they already have. It's amazing just in the last 2 days how much Ed and his team have collected. And it's just the beginning. And as you know, with relief efforts, it's what we're doing now, but it's what we'll continue to do for the weeks and months to come, so that as we're able to provide the items that are essential items needed now, but then progressing. So as Pearl is collecting things throughout this week, we will certainly keep everyone informed as to what the continued efforts become in the weeks and months to come. But please, anybody can come through to Pearl from 10 to 5 each day through next week, Friday, and then I'll be sure to share what additional facilities are doing on neighbor islands as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what if somebody went to play golf at Eva and they wanted to take it? Is there any collection from different golf courses, or do we need to physically go to Pearl?
Well, at the moment, the one we're coordinating is through Pearl, but I'm sure each course will have initiatives that we'll certainly share as details are created for everyone. So in an Eva example, absolutely, if there's a donation site there, we will all collectively share the word on providing items.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, and how is all this stuff, you know, we're collecting it here on Oahu, how is it going to get there expeditiously to Maui?
So we're very fortunate that we've been able to secure assistance through Southwest Airlines. Ed Kageyama was able to secure that so that the items can all be shipped over. I did read that Aloha Air Cargo is also providing assistance for goods to be able to be brought over. So it's wonderful that, again, everyone's coming together to be able to assist in every way that they can.
That's wonderful. So they're going to collect at Pearl Country Club, and that's between 10 and 5 from now until Friday. And then
correct.
All of the things that are collected will then be shipped on those two airlines, and they're taken to Maui. And then from there, from wherever those planes land, they'll then take it to Ka'anapali Golf Course, where I imagine all those items will be like put into different piles. You know, you'll figure out what you've got and then can be distributed to the people who need it.
Right, right. And we're certainly also wanting to provide as much resources, just services for displaced residents. I do have a list I'd love to be able to share.
Sure.
That just includes those emergency resources. And perhaps we could even have it shared online that includes services for displaced individuals, but also just emergency resources. Additionally, again, from a golf perspective, we also recognize that, again, this affects everybody statewide as well, not just in Lahaina, but all across Maui and even to the other islands as well. So as we have programs for our employees through Attune Cares, and I mention this because we have been asked multiple times, how can we help? How can we help? From our loyal guests that come year after year, and they're a part of our family at all of our courses statewide. And so donating to, again, the assistance programs through the Maui Strong Fund, Aloha United Way, and also if they wanted to donate specifically to the golf employees that we have or at Kapalua, we've got the Troon Cares program, and you can read about that online. But I share this because it helps answer the question, of how can we help? And
yeah.
We've been hearing it over and over, messages that we've been getting from people worldwide that are connected to the golf industry in Hawaii.
Right, right. And I'm sure when golfers come together in the pro shop, wherever it happens to be, that's one of the first things, you know, everybody's talking about this and how can we help is the question. And it's really important to be able to trust. I mean, we all trust Aloha United Way and all that, but where can I take stuff, you know, that I know is that going to get to the destination? Yesterday's wildfire that broke out near Ka'anapali, that was pretty scary for all of us on Oahu, but the fire department got that contained quickly.
Correct. Yeah, it was under control within 30 minutes.
That's so great.
The emergency responders and our fire department, and just from the emergency associates that we've been in touch with all along the west side, everyone is all hands prepared to help, and it's one day and 1 hour at a time as we work through the next steps in each of the days in the recovery processes.
Yeah. And now, how can we get to Ka'anapali?
The best way for resources is still to just go to the County of Maui's website and social media channels for updates. There have been some areas where visitors have been able to come back if they needed to go get items such as essential needs to be able to travel back home, residents that were displaced and were in central Maui to be able to come back over to the west side. But the best way to find the most accurate information day by day, and as we've been doing as well, is through the County of Maui's website.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really the big question is, you know, how all these airlines are going to be sending things and you're going to be storing at Ka'anapali. They closed the road again yesterday because people were not obeying the rules. They were going into places that they shouldn't go, and they closed the road again. You know, it's as you say, it's one day at a time. But all of these things are going to be gathered together until next Friday. So I'm sure we'll have some time to get everything sorted out when it comes to transportation. And it's really exciting. Casey Nakama, tonight at the Newtown Driving Range, they're having a fundraiser for Maui Wildfire Relief from 5 p.m. on. Every basket of balls sold will be donated to the Maui Relief effort. A dollar from every plate lunch will be donated from the Newtown Cafe. That'll also go into the relief fund. So the golf community is coming together to help. And Susan Havens, Director of Sales and Marketing, Ka'anapali Golf Course, Troon Golf, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning.
Thank you for the invitation, Danielle, and you and all of your extended community and our extended golf community as well. We're sending our thoughts to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. You just let me know when you have something that you'd like to talk about. The show is every Saturday, 7 to 8:30. Aloha,
yes.
Susan.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. We're going to come back. We've got Zoe calling in from the UK in Surrey. Surrey, England. Have you ever been there? Gosh, it's one of those places. I drove through there, was there a day waiting for a ship to leave. And I thought, I want to live here. I want to live here. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Feet up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, goodness. It's going to be a hot one, but, you know, it's not going to... 92 on Wednesday. So, see, I was looking at the partly cloudy today, windward mauka showers scattered in the morning, isolated in the afternoon, high today 91 degrees, but the trade winds are blowing 10 to 20 miles per hour. They're going to back off 5:15, but the temperature will still be 91 degrees as it backs off to 5 to 15, and then it's going to come back 10 to 20 Sunday through Monday. Tuesday, we're going to have some nice, strong 15 to 25, and Wednesday, a little bit lighter winds, but that's when it's 92. I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, it's going to be a hot one. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment. Got trees down from these high winds? We've got chainsaws on sale for your job site, for your home. You know, that's got Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, Maruyama, and we ship off island. Big chainsaws, giant chainsaws. Those small chainsaws for those hard-to-reach limbs, they're all on sale. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or out, flood or fire disaster. You need help immediately, and MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home or your office, just call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, they do the cleanup, and they can do the repair. People you get to trust during the cleanup, you got them in your home, then they'll be back in your home. The number is 528-3434. Rainer. Garage doors, beautiful look, maximum security, and they're quiet. It's your first safety zone. As soon as you drive in, you're safe. You close that door. And we're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs, or you will, and that is it takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA. CyPack for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. CyPack, it's an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection, and they're right here in Hawaii. They can talk to you. CyPack.com. We're going to be talking with CEO and president right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CyPack is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having CyPack watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPack.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Yeah. MD Restoration.
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Having a little bit of difficulty getting Zoe Sedgway in from the UK to talk about the championship, the RNA AIG Women's Open. And we're just going to give it another couple of minutes before we bring in Attila Seres, who is the CEO and president. We're going to have partly cloudy skies, windward and mauka, and scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. The high today, 91, and the trades 10 to 20 miles per hour. Got tee times for you. By the way, if you'd like to get into a cooler climb, then try Volcano on the Big Island. It's a lovely 56 degrees this morning. Makalea is also up country, so it's cooler, 8:52 and 9:26. Poipu has a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and a 1:30. The Wild Bunch, they're going out today. Kauai Lagoons, there's a 9:40 and a 10:16. Beautiful. I love the lighthouse. Turtle Bay has an 8:40 and a 9:06 and a 10:10. And by the way, the Wind Warriors are heading out. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 10:16, 11 o'clock. Yep, Royal Hawaiian Country Club. Front is real open, wide open. Then back, unless they've changed it around, in the back is where you start and you go into the, you know, dense jungles, which is beautiful. It's all gorgeous. And then we've got Eva Beach Country Club or Golf Club, 8:48, 9:56, and 10:28. Wailea on the Gold Course, an 8:40 and a 9:20. On the Emerald Course, a 9 o'clock, a 9:30, and a 9:50. Blue Course has a 9:50 as well as a 10 o'clock. Okay, I thought this was really cool. The Department of Transportation on Maui is coordinating buses to transport people staying at emergency shelters to the DMV. They're going to be open for special hours on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30, to shelter occupants so they can have their driver's licenses and state identification cards reissued, and the fees will be waived. You know, we don't think about those things. You know, you've lost everything. Well, how about your IDs, right? I mean, that it's so many things. You've lost everything. So much. It's really something. There's also, just to let you know, 1,418 people were at the emergency evacuation shelters at the War Memorial Gymnasium, Hannibal Tavares Community Center, Maui High School, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Maui Lani, and King's Cathedral and the Grace Bible Church. So there are a lot of people opening their doors, and that's 1,418 people in those emergency shelters. That doesn't count some of the people, some of the hotels that opened up their lobbies. You know, I heard a cousin went into Lahaina with the family to see what had become of their home. And when they got to the home, absolutely nothing survived the fire, the conflagration. I mean, once a fire starts, it just sucks everything into it. It's, I can't imagine that the terrifying experience that people have survived. And it's just really, really scary. So all of that going on and all of these wonderful organizations working hard to make sure that they get relief supplies to the people who need it. And then there are those who are not so wonderful, and they're not trying to help you at all. They're trying to help themselves. And that's why we have Attila Serez, President and CEO of CyPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity. I thought it'd be a good time to catch up on, you know, how can you spot scammers? And a lot of people say, well, of course, if it's too good to be true, or but if you're desperate and things are bad, it's, you know, and they sound so genuine. Let's bring him in. Hi, Attila.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is a really important time. So, you know, what do you suggest? Tell us about what to do. Who are these scammers? They're preying on people. They call you. They'll actually call you on the phone.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a complex topic. And you know, when you're in the middle of an emergency, complex things often slip through. And, you know, let's also rewind a little bit. I mean, back in, you know, when Hurricane Iniki came, scammers came then too and were able to take people's, you know, life savings and cause problems then as well. And that was before we had all these great new ways to reach everyone, right, through Facebook and text messaging and all that stuff. So this is an old problem. And what that also means is that it's a well-oiled machine. So that means that these scammers have found ways to be successful for long periods of time. And it's a little bit more than just, they understand the system. And unfortunately, there's some things that are happening right now that maybe inadvertently folks might become targets because of it. And I'll give you one perfect example. We're on the Facebook groups as well, and we see, unfortunately, people are trying to reach each other by phone, text message. So they're posting their name and phone numbers on there. And under normal circumstances, that's probably not something that you might do. But because we have an emergency, that's understandable. Just remember that information, once it's posted, stays there forever. And you may not regard it now, but perhaps in a year's time, when someone impersonating an insurance person or impersonating law enforcement is calling you by name on that phone number, they might seem a little bit more reputable. So my advice is, if at all possible, try to use Facebook Messenger as a communication method. It's very good in terms of its performance. You do have to download a separate app. But if you can communicate via Facebook Messenger, you don't have to put your cell phone number out there. So that's my first tip there. Second thing to look at is, you know, just understanding the types of scams that you're probably going to be coming across in the next few weeks or months. We're going to have disaster relief charity scams in your inbox. And, we're already all starting to get that. And sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between what is an actual legitimate organization and one that might not. We've put together, as well as all the major news outlets, resources of actual, vetted ways that you can help Maui. I think top of the list is Maui United Way. There's the Maui Community Foundation. There's the Maui Food Bank. There's the Hawaii Salvation Army and Foodland. Those are kind of like the top five that are out there that are well understood, well-oiled machines in terms of being able to help the community. And if you're not 100% sure, you can reach out to the charity directly yourself. And, you will get some suspicious emails. We saw this in everything from the Haiti earthquake to Katrina. Everyone wants to help. There's a outpouring of sentiment and support. One of the things that I love about Hawaii is that we all have big hearts here, and we all want to be helpful to one another. We're like that anyway on a good day. And on a bad day, it really shines. And people on Maui are helping one another. People from neighbor islands are helping one another. And, you know, as we turn on the news and we see what's happening on our screens, the same is true for the bad guys. They can see that as well. So just know that they want to take advantage of our good-hearted natures here, and you don't want to become a victim. So you have to have a little bit of suspicion in there. And when in doubt, just reach out directly.
Exactly. There's the Aloha United Way. There's so many different organizations. And we just had, the golf courses are coming together. And so folks can take things to Pearl Country Club. Maui Strong is a wonderful organization that's, you know, the mayors keep talking about Maui Strong. That's something you can count on giving to instead of, I wouldn't, if somebody sends me something that says, hey, we're going to help. Hey, I live here. I know who can help. We have to be skeptical. You know, we have to know that we are in our little box, and inside our box, we know who can be trusted. And so we go to the people we know to take care. And it's, I guess if you're alone, you know, or if you're a shut-in, so to speak, you might be tempted because you may not be informed. I hope that people, you know, bond together with their families so that, no one gets taken advantage of.
Yeah, and it has already started, unfortunately. The Honolulu Board of Realtors, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, sent out a public announcement. They're working with the, they've submitted the information to the FBI on information gathering tactics that they're already beginning to use to try to figure out who are the key people in the real estate industry who might be able to impersonate, and that. You know, that's the first step in a big scam is you got to get the information. Who are the names and who are the decision makers? And they've already started that process. So just know that in the coming weeks or months, it's coming.
Yeah. Is that the one who was screaming at somebody about, you know, I am so-and-so and I demand to get this information from you?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, yeah. That's the world. We have to be realistic about it. We're not all good-hearted souls. All of us want to take advantage of another person. Attila Serez, thank you so much. How do we get in touch with you?
Sure thing. On our website, cypac.com, that's cypac.com, we have a Deep Watch newsletter. We're posting resources on there. We're also sharing that information with anyone who wants to reshare it. So, feel free to go on there if you're a company and want to offer resources, you know, copy paste. This is not I don't hold all the information. Let's share all the information and best resources we can to help one another.
That's great. It's kind of like what's going on with everybody getting together on KITV4's website, KITV.com. They have a list of people and organizations, and you can add to it, and they will look at that addition, vet it, and then allow it to stay on the page. It's really very cool. So it's good to see everybody helping out. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse this morning and sharing your information.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, guys. Stay safe out there.
You too, Attila. Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. I'm not sure if we've connected with the UK. Did we connect with the UK? Oh, good. Instead of going into a commercial break, let's go straight to Zoe Ridgway, Championship Director at the RNA AIG Women's Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Zoe.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's, you know, you're at Walton Heath Golf Club in Surrey, England. And if memory serves, Surrey is one of the most wonderful parts of England. It's kind of on the south side, and the homes look, I never got to go inside, But they look like cozy, like cottages in this wonderful tree-filled countryside. Am I thinking about the right place in England?
That's exactly right. Yes, we're probably an hour outside of London, and it's very green and leafy. So, yeah, beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, it is. And the golf course, Walton Heath Golf Club, it shows those trees. It's kind of the tree-lined fairways. What's been happening on the course?
No, that's right. So the course is a Heathland style, of course, so it is very tree-lined. And one of its main features is the heather. So a lot of the fairways are lined by the heather, which means that keeping it on the fairways during the championship this week will be of benefit to the players. So it's exciting on the course today. We've got Angel Yin and Ali Ewing tied at the top at the moment, both on 8 under par, with Lily Vueling Grant following behind as well. So yeah, there's all to play for.
Yeah, there's a lot to play for. Huge money increase, $7,300,000.
So this year the total prize fund is $9 million.
Woo!
So that's gone up 23% from last year, which is fantastic. So the champion this week will take away around $1.35 million. So a huge prize burst to play for this week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. Who do we thank for increasing the purses in the women's game?
Well, for us this week, we need to thank our title sponsors, AIG. They've been hugely supportive of this championship, and they're standing right with us on wanting to increase the profile of women's golf and support the women's game.
And it's really cool watching. We have one of our own playing in the field, of course, Hawaii's Allison Korpuz, who won just recently a major championship right here on U.S. soil. So, you know, we're so proud of her. And she was right at the top of the leaderboard. What are the difficulties of this golf course?
So there is a lot of heather. So usually this course would play very firm. But this week we had a lot of rain last week, so it's actually playing a little bit softer. So the fairways are starting to firm up, the greens are starting to firm up. But I would say keeping the ball down the straight and middle of the fairways will be key to playing success this week.
How deep is the heather?
I mean, it's probably sort of 6 inches, 12 inches, but it's very thick, so it grabs hold of the club. So it's very, if you go in the heather, it's very difficult to get as much distance on the ball as you usually would.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was just curious, you know, it's something that we don't play in here.
No. I mean, I think there's a lot of players this week who won't have experienced it before, so it'll prove a real challenge. Yeah. But it is a unique feature to Walton Heath, and it's in full bloom, so it's purple flowers. So visually, it looks stunning as well.
Yeah, so it's beautiful to look at and terrible to get into. your ambitions for this championship, Zoe?
Yeah. So for this championship, we obviously want to grow the game of golf and women's golf specifically. So this championship really is the flagship of the RNA's Women in Golf campaign. We've got the best players in the world competing at Walton Heath this week. And, you know, they will truly inspire the next generation of women and girls to play golf. So we want to attract as many fans to attend the championship as we can. This year we've got a new fan festival village, which is very colourful, it's very bright, it has music. We have Ellie Goulding performing on the stage tonight at the AIG Women's Open at the bottom of the range. So we're trying to bring a lot of entertainment around the championship as well to try and attract people who don't already play golf to come and enjoy the championship, celebrate the amazing players that we have taking part, and also have some fun outside of the course as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a wonderful walk, and it's not spoiled.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you get to walk on a gorgeous golf course, get a little exercise, and enjoy the concert, all part of this golf course, and of course, the championship. AIG Women's Open. And this is being played at Walton Heath Golf Club in Surrey, England. And if you can ever get to Surrey, England, you will just fall in love and want to say, I want to live here. Thank you so much, Zoe, for being inside the clubhouse with us.
My pleasure. And thoughts are with you all as well. Hope you're all staying safe.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a very difficult time, and we appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Tom Wishon, who is one of the leading golf club designers for 35-plus years. He's authored 5 books, including Search for the Perfect Golf Club and Search for the Perfect Driver. And driver is one of the questions I want to bring up with Tom, because, I mean, seriously, Bryson DeChambeau, it doesn't matter where I hit it, it goes straight. Huh? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Tom Wishon, leading golf club designer for 35-plus years, author of more than 5 books. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's good to hear from you again. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, all things considered, it's kind of like... with
Yeah.
I am lucky. I am lucky because I get to go home to my bed. I am lucky because I have food. I am lucky because I have everything and everyone around me. I have my animals. Everything's fine. Everything's normal. And I can't imagine what everybody's going through. So we've been talking.
We just hope the people in authority can, you know, get the action taken care of so quickly to help all these people.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that's what they're trying to do. They've actually had to close the road again, folks, in case you were going to go get gas, whether, you know, diesel or gas. There was a brush fire again, a wildfire that came up on the Pali side, right where they had all that stuff ready to be distributed, and they can't do it today. So just in case you were looking forward to going out there. So, you know, Tom, I was listening to Bryson DeChambeau, and He said, ever since I put this driver into play, it's not been really my golf swing. It's just hit it on the toe, hit it on the heel. Everything comes back down the middle of the fairway. And I'm like, all right, pick up the tee and let's go. The driver's been really nice. It allowed me to have some time to myself after rounds instead of going and working my butt off all the time. Hey, I want a driver that just goes straight no matter what I do. What is this?
Well, do you remember a couple of years ago when Bryson got in hot water at the Open Championship for complaining so much about his Cobra driver, you know, and how much he could, you know, he could hit it in certain ways and he didn't know what direction it was going. It was right around that time that, you know, Bryson consulted with me and one other engineer, Peter Dewhurst, about what was going on, you know, and we found through an awful lot of work that Bryson is one of these players, of course, with a club head speed around 130 miles an hour, okay? At those speeds, the current construction of drivers is just distorting too much for it. You know, in other words, you know, we're making drivers that are 460 cc in volume, large, and they can't weigh more than about 195 grams. So that means the wall thickness of the bodies of these drivers is very thin. In many cases, you know, a millimeter or less.
Wow.
And when you get that kind of stress, over 130 mile an hour club head speed, the face can take it, but the rest of the body is now flexing and distorting, you know, and this is all affecting the outcome of the shot. You know, so what he's tripped upon almost by accident is this company, Crank, they've always specialized in making driver heads for the people who compete on the international long drive competition. And we're talking about people who, if you don't have 130 mile an hour club head speed, you can't even begin to compete with these people because, you know, they're 135, 140, 145 miles an hour. You know, and so Crank, as a specialty maker of heads for these people, some time ago turned to a very different grade of titanium called beta grade titanium, which is much stronger. You know, they had to do that because when they were making their driver heads out of normal grades of titanium, you know, these guys would hit it, you know, 20, 30 times and cave the face in or crush it, you know, because their stress was just so great from those incredibly high club head speeds. You know, so they did it. You know, they started making their long drive players' heads using primarily beta titanium alloys for the head, and that made it much more rigid and made it stand up to, you know, their level of stress. You know, Bryson, you know, he competed on the long drive competitions a few times over the last 2 years, got to know these guys. Of course, that opened the door for him to become, you know, more aware of what Crank was doing for these guys. And he started trying to, you know, trying out one of these heads, you know. And so for him, what's happening is if he hits it off center, closer to the edges of the head, it's not distorting the same way that his previous drivers were. And so he's getting a little bit more consistent launch off of the club head. But, you know, for all of your listeners out there, this is something that's only an issue for people who swing incredibly fast,
right.
You know. All of us normal people, you know, even people who are swinging reasonably fast at 110 miles an hour, which is incredible club head speed, they're not coming close to distorting, you know, and causing the head to, you know, to flex and bend and distort all over the place. So
Wow. This
is an issue, like if people are sitting there thinking, well, I got to call Crank and I got to get one of these drivers because it's, you know, for me. No, it's not for you. You know, it's a driver head that really is only going to be able to help someone, you know, with an extremely high club head speed.
So I just have this picture of my trying to use one of these heads, these Crank heads, with my minuscule club head speed. And somehow the, you know, the head of my club coming in contact with the ball and it would be like, bong.
Yeah.
It would just not go anywhere because it would be, oh dear. Oh, so now it makes sense. By the same token, it just feels weird that he's using this golf club. But I guess if he can swing that hard and consistently, right, why not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about somebody who's putting well over 4,000 pounds per square inch of stress, you know, of impact force on the ball. You know, that's a whole different level than 99% of us have, you know, when we play the game.
Wow. And so as long as Bryson's game is on, in addition to the driver, so he's got to be able to putt and he's got a short game and all that stuff, then, you know, 58, 61, those will be normal for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, you still got to get it in the hole. You know?
Right.
Driving it in play is only part of the ticket to the dance. You know, you've got to be able to hit it close enough to make putts, and then you got to make the putts. So
yeah.
I thought it was interesting that there was one of the statistical sources in the game that was talking about where did Bryson's 58, you know, rank in terms of great rounds in the history of the game. And they put it pretty far down the list. And the reason is because, you know, the rest of the field that day, you know, at this old white golf course at the Greenbrier, they averaged around 66. So in terms of the statistic they call strokes gained,
yes,
he had a plus 8 strokes gained. Now, they contrasted that with Jim Furyk's 58 that he shot a number of years ago. And the average score on the field on that day was 71. So Furyk's strokes gained was 13, or, you know, 5 shots better than DeChambeau. Now, yeah, not to denigrate it, somebody who goes out and shoots 61, 58 on successive days, they are definitely golfing the ball.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And now, speaking of that golf ball, we've got, like, it's tearing apart the four ruling bodies. Or I shouldn't really say them, you know, there's two ruling bodies, right? There's two bodies that make the rules. And but there's the four heads of state. And now we've got this conflict going on about this rollback. You know, the ball's going too far, making the golf courses too short, short courses obsolete. What do you think about the RNA and the USGA going up against the, well, let's just say the PGA of America said, hey, it's not the right time to do this?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with the PGA Tour. And then just this last week, 9 different organizations of PGA associations around the world all got together. You know, the PGA associations of the United States and all the other major golfing countries, they got together and they came out with a unified statement to say, we are absolutely against this rollback of the ball. You know, so that's really put the USGA and the RNA in kind of an interesting situation, because for them, it's unfortunate. The USGA has led this fight, you know, and they are really turning this into an emotional issue. There happen to be some people on the executive committees and the major decision-making committees of the USGA who simply don't like the fact that a golfer today, an elite golfer today, can hit driver and short iron into a 475-yard par 4. They want it to go back to the days where a 475 par 4 was driver 2-iron or 3-iron.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen, you know, because going back into those days, the average driver club head speed on the PGA Tour was 104, 105 miles an hour. Today it's 115 miles an hour because these kids who play out there, they're athletes and they train. You know, you just don't find men or women at the elite level of the game anymore who don't physically work out and train with a special exercise program intended to develop core strength, flexibility, and club head speed. And so as a result, you know, people out there, guys on the PGA Tour, are swinging at 10 miles an hour faster than they did, you know, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And each mile an hour of increase is nearly 3 yards. You know, now the world, you know, and the USGA for a while, they all wanted to blame the people like me, the designers, you know, the ones who developed the titanium driver heads and the 55-gram graphite shafts and all this stuff, and point the finger, you know, at us, that we're the ones who are supposedly ruining the game, you know, by allowing these people to hit the ball so far. And that's only a small fraction of it. You know, statistics have shown that in the you know, if you say that the leading guy on tour is driving at 320, you know, and 30 years ago he drove at like 290 or 285, you know, about 15 to 20% of that distance increase has come from the improvement in equipment. The rest of it has come simply because these people are training and working out hard and diligently, and they have a higher club head speed. So, you know, the alternative here, you know, is they're focused on what they're how they're playing these golf courses. What they need to think about is competition. You know, what makes a great tournament has nothing to do with whether or not somebody shoots 20 under par or they hit wedge into a 475-yard par 4. What it has to do with is how many people were up there around 20 under par, and were we excited, you know, to watch people making birdies, you know, and the lead changing and all that. And I really do think the USGA has lost touch with that completely.
Very good. Very good insight. Absolutely. You know, I still feel bad for the Marians of the world, you know, where they'd say, no, I can't go there. They're hitting it too far. You know,
well, Danielle, you go back to 1900 when the rubber core ball was invented. There were a ton of golf. All of a sudden, people hit it 40 and 50 yards further. So there were courses like Crestwick and Musselboro and some of the great courses that have been played in the 1800s that no longer were as competitive, you know, and new courses came along, you know, and replaced it. Okay, I'm not saying we got to go out and spend millions of dollars to build all new golf courses that are 8,000 yards long. You know, the point is that one of the things that made this game great is that every one of us, you and me and all the tour players, we all play the same rules, you know, and we can all play the same equipment. Okay, theirs is a little different because it fits them, but, you know,
it's
the same game.
That's right.
You know, at that point, you know, and the PGA Association made some good points. They said, okay, part of this was going to say that the elite women golfers wouldn't have to use the rollback ball. Okay, the elite men would. You know, well, what's that do? You know, how does that work out well? You know, or then you have the PGA Association who are saying, okay, now all of our golf courses are going to have to stock two kinds of range balls out there, the rollback ball and the normal ball, you know. And then when you know, we have elite players who want to play the club championship with the rollback ball because they're big, strong, you know, high club head speed. It just isn't right for the game.
No, it's really confusing. Imagine sorting all those golf balls. Boy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's been way too long. We need to do this more often. Thank you so much for being you sorted it all out for me. I don't feel like he's cheating. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for the invite, Danielle. You take care and keep hitting it straight.
Thank you. Aloha. Bob Bupka's in the clubhouse next. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Trying to clean up the mess on Mother Nature created with the incredible winds that we're having. We've got chainsaws on sale, Aloha Power equipment for your job site, for your home. Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, Maruyama, we ship off island. Big chainsaws, giant chainsaws, small chainsaws for those hard-to-reach limbs, all on sale. New shipments arriving daily. That's Aloha Power equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Bob. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. It's been too long.
Well, I come on the air today with you with a very heavy heart and a heart that's bursting with love because I'm so upset about what happened to the village of Lahaina. Coming over there to Hawaii to be on your show for so many years, we spent a lot of quality time down in Lahaina. Mm-hmm. I was born in a little village on the end of Long Island back in 1640. It was the largest whaling port in the United States. So I had a lot of feelings about Lahaina and Sag Harbor that in a lot of ways they were, you know, almost duplicate. And I started to think after hearing the tragic news how it would feel if my village of Sag Harbor had burned down. So my heart goes out. And then the other half of my heart, Danielle, is bursting because in just a matter of minutes, I'm going to be able to spend time with my brother, Tom, my sister, Nancy, my three children, my grandchildren, a lot of friends. We're all getting together for a party. So you can imagine it's a kind of a rough day emotionally for me.
Wow. Is it your birthday?
No, it's not my birthday. But I'll tell you what, I'm at the age where every day I wake up, it's my birthday.
Well, you don't sound like you're on the verge of departing, sir.
I don't want to. I would miss being on the air with Danielle.
Yeah, see?
I don't know if I need a connection upstairs or downstairs after I go.
Well, yeah, after 18 months of slinging mud and filing lawsuits and poaching players with astronomical amounts of money, the PGA Tour and LIV announced on June 6th the creation of a new entity that would combine their assets as well as those of the DP World Tour and radically change golf's government. Now, you know what was weird about that whole thing is in the beginning they were calling it a merger. And then all of a sudden they went, no, we're not merging. I went, oh, well, that's good to know. But we're still hearing the word merger in some places. But it's not a merger, but it is a... I don't know what, you know, and then we've got that poor man who made a major error, the commissioner, and it took the toll on him. I think they all started throwing stuff at him, got sick, had to go away. Back he comes. And now on the players board, we have Tiger Woods. What is going on? Can you kind of like help us see the... I don't know, the clearing for the trees? This is madness.
Well, Danielle, you and I have been covering golf for a long time, and I can tell you right now, it has never been darker for the PGA Tour. They have made mistake after mistake after mistake. And the ironic part is, when this first started to bubble, people said, well, LIV, you know, they're not going to do it for long because they're not going to make any money. LIV doesn't need money. The last report on the financial situation for LIV was as follows: they have $720 billion in the bank, and then I heard, well, they get all that money from oil. That oil's going to run out. Yes, it is going to run out. in 220 years from now, the oil will be gone. So we'll be long gone. And so don't worry about Liv having the financial backbone to accomplish what they want to do.
Yeah. And then they said if they don't make money, they're going to walk, you know, the fund will walk away from them because, you don't, you know, Yasser al-Rumayyan doesn't care about whether or not Liv makes money for the public investment fund, right?
Absolutely. It's almost like this morning I'm having a cup of coffee with my brother Tom on an outside cafe in Sag Harbor, and I have been told, I haven't been there this year until today, but I was told there was an extremely wealthy billionaire there, and I was introduced to him, and he said, can I buy you a cup of coffee? And he went in and bought it, and he came out. I said, geez, I thought you could at least afford a large.
Only you could do that.
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to Danielle, to Michael Bamberger, one of the top golf writers in America for Sports Illustrated. There is quite a lengthy story about me written by Michael Bamberger, which just broke today. So,
wow.
I'm over the moon. I'm over the moon. I'm over the moon.
Where can we find it, Bob?
I don't know, but if I find out where, I'll deliver one to everybody listening right now, personally.
I sure hope so. All right, so what about Tiger Woods being on the board now, the players board?
Well, I think it's a last-ditch effort to try and salvage. I don't think Jay Monahan's going to be commissioner very long.
Mm.
And I think if he wanted it, Tiger Woods would be commissioner. But, you know, he's got far more things that occupy his time rather than trying to be commissioner. Plus, it only pays about $6 million a year. So why would Tiger want a job like that?
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, that's throwaway money. Yeah, right.
I think they ought to get Danielle Tucker as the commissioner of the PGA Tour. You'd set him straight.
There you go. There you go. I'm sure. I'll just go in there and slap them in the cheek and say, hey, what's the matter? Hey, what's the matter you?
But one last time, Danielle, my heart goes out to all the people on Maui, one of my favorite places in the world. So proud to have been coming over there for 20 years to be on your show every Saturday morning. It was one of the highlights of my year on a yearly basis. And when Lahaina burned, a little bit of me burned.
Well, you know, we're all burning. It's really hard to look at the images, but we have to look at the images and we have to help. And Maui Strong Fund was created by the Hawaii Community Foundation to support relief and recovery efforts for the communities affected by the wildfires on Maui. So in addition to Lahaina, the conflagration, I mean, the fire sucks everything in when it gets at a certain temperature. There are lots of things being questioned about what happened. Why didn't they turn the power off when the fire started? You know, why didn't the alarms go off? Evacuation sounding alarms. Why? Yeah, in hindsight, you know. But there are those, they need to be answered. 80 people, what? 80 people died. And that's not the final count. So, yeah.
You know, Danielle, the only thing I can add to that is hopefully from all the mistakes that were made, and obviously in a situation like this, you can always uncover things that could have been done different. They will be improved and maybe get to the point enough safeguards put in that'll never, ever happen again.
Amen. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I'm going to let you get back with your family. I'm holding up the party.
You are holding up the party, but when I'm in Hawaii, you are the party.
I love you too. Bob Bupka, right. Have a say
bye,
hi to your
Danielle.
Family, and thank you so much for waiting. Aloha.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Aloha. All right, so we're going to come back. Pretty soon, Lewin Mayer is going to be calling in. We are KORL Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know what? Tonight at Newtown Driving Center, the Newtown Driving Range, Casey Nakama's Newtown Driving Range, they're having a fundraiser for Maui Wildfire Relief Fund. And from 5 o'clock this evening on, every basket of balls sold will be donated to the Maui relief effort. So in other words, all the money that they take in for a basket of balls that you're going to go hit on the driving range, that money will go straight to the Maui Relief Fund. And for every plate lunch sold from the Newtown Cafe, $1 will be donated also. So that's going on Casey Nakama's Newtown Driving Range, and that starts at 5 o'clock this evening. Daryl Takeda is in charge of the County of Maui organizing the volunteering. So if you're interested in volunteering, because people, you know, need people, it's 808-270-72, oh, the lettering is very, very small, 7266, I believe it is. Go to KITV.com, and you can find the sheets of information about places where you can get help. Like, for instance, there's going to be some resources for businesses that need disaster assistance. That's the Small Business Administration, there and there. The fueling stations on the west side near the Ka'anapali Ocean Resort, they're not going to be able to give out the diesel or the fuel, the gas, today because there was the wildfire yesterday near Ka'anapali, triggered evacuations. It was out in about 30 minutes. But today they can't give away, I assume it'll be tomorrow, but they said today they can't do the gas or diesel giveaway. So that's just some of so much information that's coming our way about Maui Strong Fund. And did you know that Jeff Bezos from Amazon gave $100 million? Thank you, sir.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Lewin Mayer, Golf, Global Golf Post. Lewin Mayer, senior European writer. She is a senior writer, not senior, like the longest writer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lewin.
Hello, Danielle.
I love that phrase, you know, senior writer. Everybody's like, wait a minute. Also author of many books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, and a new book. It's called Tapping Feet, A Double Take on Care Homes and Dementia. And I think that we're all pretty surprised at how many times you hear of someone's relative who has dementia, Alzheimer's, all these things. So that's a great book to get, Tapping Feet, A Double Take on Care Homes and Dementia. All right. Now, Lewin Mayer is calling in for Global Golf Post. She's at the AIG Women's Open. It is happening in a wonderful community. I just love Surrey, England. Do you like going down to Surrey?
I love it. It's stunning down here, but it's actually a very cold, windy day, and we're actually very lucky compared to you in Hawaii. I mean, it's certainly not a very hot day at all. And I noticed Charlie Hull had her waterproofs on for much of the day in expectation of worse weather. But she has just done, she's gone into a share of the lead with Lydia Vu. So they're on 9 under par. And then you've got Angel Yin at 8 under, Hooju Kim at 8 under, and Ali Ewing, the girl who was in the lead at the halfway point.
Yeah.
She is at, I think she's on back to 6 under now. I'm having to sit at the back of the room so that I can get a decent phone line here. But anyhow, here's Charlie now hitting to be trying to pitch up onto the 18th green. And if she can sort of get down, I think she's not got this for a birdie. It's probably, no, it's a par four, and she's hitting her third now. She may hold out. It's very, actually, it's amazingly close. Everybody's cheering and clapping, lots of little rows of kids watching her. And she's got it to about 6 inches, the kind of distance you and I will.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that. So, you know, play by play on course. That's awesome. And you know, we have 4 under, 5 under, 5 under on the day today. A lot of really incredible play, but as you mentioned, Ewing is 3 over today, so she did not have her best round, which is why she dropped down. And Hawaii's Allison Korpuz also had one of those days where she was just over par. And what is it about this golf course that gives you those kinds of whoops? You know, I had a great day yesterday, and now I'm 3, 4, 5 over for this round.
Well, in the case of Ali Ewing, her problem was that she was, you know, earlier Thursday and Friday, she was getting her irons close to the flag, and she was holding some wonderful putts. Well, today she wasn't getting her irons close to the flag, and, you know, she was struggling. But, you know, she kept her calm, and it wouldn't surprise me if she comes back tomorrow. I mean, she's a lovely girl, a lovely person.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she was, she spoke very nicely at her conference last night, and I thought she could, she's a very peaceful girl, and I thought she, you know, she was going to handle it very well today, but as I say, maybe she'll come back tomorrow. Now, Charlie is quite extraordinary because she is like a runaway train today, and she's thrashing the ball. You've never seen anybody hit the ball so hard. And I have this horrible picture of people going out to play tomorrow on Sunday morning and trying to do as Charlie and falling flat on their faces.
Yeah, I wonder what her club head speed is like.
Well, heaven knows, but I mean, possibly beyond being able to measure it. I've never seen anything wicker the ball so hard. It's vicious.
Yeah, it's vicious. Yeah, indeed. Okay. There's Anasa Hataoka, Nelly Korda. Nelly Korda said something very interesting about slow play, that she's tired of slow play. What were your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, I actually wrote a story on it for yesterday. And it's not just that they faff around the greens, a lot of them, you know, what they do, you know, they take ages, they do this aim point nonsense and other. It's not nonsense, probably. It works very well for others. But it works for some and not for others. But it takes time. But it's not just what they're doing on the greens that's taking so long. Half of them are just calling for a referee because they don't have the rules. And I did a random test of these girls last week in Scotland for the tournament at Dundonald. And I asked about, I think it must have been about seven of them, you know, what would you give yourself out of 20 if you were given a sort of test on the rules? And old Charlie Howell said, I don't think I'd get any marks on a bad day. And then Lynn Grant said she'd get about, she'd say 8 out of 20. Oh. And then Angel Yin said she might get 10 out of 20.
Wow.
And I said to Angel, why is that? And she said, well, look, if the referee there to do the rules, you know, the rules, why would you learn them? You know, you don't need to learn them.
Oh, so my goodness.
You use them there because they're there.
Wow. I've had teachers tell me knowing the rules of golf helps you in ways that has nothing to do with, you know, an infraction. You can actually use the rules in your favor if you know the rules.
Of course you can. And also, you know, it gives you power if you know the rules, you know, to do that. Because then, as you say, you're nearly... You may want to check it with the referee. It's a slightly different thing. But if you know the rules, and you can at least be able to ask a valid question about if you can do such and such a thing. But an awful lot of them just call the referee come what may.
Yeah, I get it. And that takes time. And therefore, everything slows down, and you lose the rhythm, and you lose the spontaneity and the drama behind the whole game. No wonder.
Yes. Well, I wish they would understand that, but they don't seem to be very understanding of anything else other than how it affects them. You know, they need to look at things from other people's point of view. I mean, they should be thinking, yes, we've got to make this entertaining. If we want people to come and watch us, you know, we've got to smile and we've got to, you know, make it fun for them. And Charlie does that, I must say. And I tell you another girl who does it well, and that's Lilia Vu, the other one up at 9 under par. Now, when she won in Thailand at the start of this year, she said it was because she'd stopped thinking of every shot as a matter of life and death, and she'd tried to make it a happier occasion on, you know, being out on the course.
Thank goodness. What a terrible way to live. to be like on the verge of, you know, it's life or death, whether or not I make this. Yeah, there's other things that are life and death. You're hitting a golf ball is definitely not a part of it. We've experienced that firsthand here in just, you know, the last few days. But the $9 million that AIG has decided to put into this, it's really exciting. And what you're saying about if you want people to come and watch, you've got to create some excitement, right? And that gives the title sponsor a reason to put up all that money.
Oh, yes. Well, I think, you know, they're very pleased with this, the way this has gone this week. And they've got a crowd, I think they're expecting a crowd of about 50,000 over the week, but it'll be more with Charlie right up there. I think they may get to about 70,000.
Wow.
And I went around asking a few people who'd got kids with them today. I said, you know, how are your children enjoying it? And they said, well, you know, it's a bit of a tough walk for them, you know, because they've had to walk from the car park or from the bus to get on the course, and some of them were tired before they got there. But it's a lovely event for kids. And I said to many parents, I said, would you take your children to the men's open? And they said, no, too big. So I don't know why they're thinking of wanting to grow this tournament to the same, you know, to have an audience the size of the men's one, because I don't think it's the kind of audience the women would want, because at Hoy Lake we had a lot of people doing a lot of drinking and making a lot of noise.
Well, they would probably make a lot of noise if the girls were taking too long in getting the ref to come over to figure things out for them. Hey, you. I mean, I can imagine some of the reactions. That would not be fun. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you. This has been so insightful. I really appreciate your time and your energy. And can you, we just have like, 90 seconds left, a minute and a half. But I'm interested in talking with you about your book, as I've mentioned, because I know a couple of people right now who have either just dementia or dementia Alzheimer's, that it's going to become Alzheimer's eventually. So what inspired you to write your book, Tapping Feet?
Well, it was because my husband had dementia and because I realized when in the event he had to go into a home, that these places were nothing like the press and TV had made them out to be. I mean, you've got characters in these homes, and there were some wonderful stories coming out of the home, and I just wanted people to know that if someone going into a care home isn't the end of the world. They can have, you know, people have a happy life in a care home environment quite often. And the stories I found from being there, playing the piano, and the people would tap their feet, and they loved music, and they had their little arguments, but there were all sorts of charming things going on, and the staff were wonderful with them, and I just think people need to see that there's a good side to care homes.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely, because they do get a really bad name. And I've just had the same experience. I had to help someone find a care home, and she loves it. You know, it was all, the big fear was that she was going to be miserable, and she couldn't be happier. She sings when she wakes up in the morning. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh, that is absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
I mean, I had one, really quickly, I'll tell you, there was one couple I wrote about. The wife had dementia, the husband was fine, but he came in, and one day I was playing the piano, and they danced.
Oh.
And it turned out that they'd been dancing on cruise ships when he had retired, and she was well. And the husband said to me, thank you so much, because we've danced back throughout the old time and we've had such a wonderful day, you know, wonderful day. And it had just made them smile and it had made other people smile and some cry, but it was just a lovely moment.
Oh, I think I would have been one of the criers. Oh, Louine Mayer, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I thoroughly enjoyed it, as usual.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power's end of the Hurricane Dora sale. Yeah, thank goodness it's gone. It's just incredible how long this thing has lasted. I don't know if you followed. I've never known a hurricane to go as long as, boy. But if you've got trees down because of it, we've got chainsaws at Aloha Power Equipment's on sale today, all right? We've got chainsaws for you, for your job site, for your home. Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, Maruyama, and we ship off island. Big chainsaws, giant chainsaws, small chainsaws, you know, for those really hard to reach limbs that you can't get one of those big saws into, all on sale. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Ivile, next to the Costco gas station. Also, the Waipahu store. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips and tell them Danielle sent you. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or the outside. I mean, inside is terrible. Outside is like I have no control over my life anymore. Flood or fire disaster, you need help immediately. MD Restoration's on it anytime, day, night, right away. Disaster strikes, you call them. 808-528-3434. They'll do the cleanup, and because they're licensed contractors, they can do the repair. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, and you're in side and you're safe and it's perfect. And the number is 676-3667. Oh, thank you so much, Aloha Section PGA. Aloha Section PGA are great PGAs. They give tirelessly of themselves because they really want to help you learn the game. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of love, but they'll help you. They'll become a PGA, and they'll get you to love the game and love playing. So give them a call. Aloha Section PGA. CYPAC for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. It's an elite group of cyber specialists. They know the deepest level of protection anywhere. 808-861-9595. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.